we welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro with us, very special guest today. Former Eagles head coach Dick Vermeil joins us in studio, Xfinity Studio, NovaCare Complex. Coach,
hey, thank
welcome.
You for the invitation.
How's everything?
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Staying busy.
You are staying. We just saw you out in St. Louis celebrating the greatest show on turf. What was that celebration like for you?
Oh, it was great. We had 2.5 days with about 90% of your football team that you went to the Super Bowl with 15 years ago. And it's the first time they'd all been together.
Awesome.
And it was, what from a coaching standpoint, it was great to see the relationships they still maintain. It was really fun.
Well, that's always been what the players who played for you here say, that today, the Bill Burgies, the Franklin Masters, all those guys, they still come to your house. They still celebrate with you. They still have that relationship, which is interesting because now we're talking in Philadelphia about Chip Kelly and the idea that culture trumps scheme in the NFL. You know, you believe that?
Oh, yeah. I wasn't bright enough to use that term early in my career, but I understand it.
Why, really though? Why is that?
You know, people put together and all going in the same direction develop esprit de corps, and now they use, more than spirit, a culture. Mm-hmm. And it adds deep meaning to everything they do in preparation. It adds deep meaning to their overall game day performance. It adds deep meaning to when they lose, deep meaning to when they win. It's what they are and what they become together, not just independent guys. And I've enjoyed watching it work here. I really have.
How do you know what kind of locker room you have, Coach? How do you, when you came here, the Eagles had lost for years and years. You made a bunch of changes. You traded for some veterans. You gained some leadership. How did you know you had a good locker room? When?
Well, normally, you know, you have a good locker room is when you go in the locker room after practice over and there's still a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the last locker room I was affiliated with was Kansas City Chiefs, and we'd come in, do all our film studies, do everything, and go down to the locker room 7 o'clock. There'd be 2 dozen guys sitting around playing cards, and they used to play that other thing.
The dominoes.
All that kind of stuff. Yeah. You know, and we had a pool table. And you know then. And the other thing is there's no obvious problems coming out of there. And you can also recognize there's no big ego guys that are a negative influence, because they're not, any one negative guy is not strong enough in a good locker room to influence it.
Yeah.
You know, so they become shadows, or they become members.
They
go into the culture.
That's right. Or they stay with. Was that your first order of business when you came to Philadelphia to get the locker room right the way you wanted it?
Well, I think it was a high priority. It's always been a high priority. But it was also to get me put together, being an NFL head coach, you know. You learn on the run. You know, I don't know if one thing prepares you. So you learn on the run. And I made a lot of mistakes early. But we did some things right. But we established a work ethic. We established a working culture. We established a discipline in which not everybody could excel in or wanted to be in. And it grew together tighter and tighter and tighter. Pretty quick, anybody that joined the team, either when we got our first round pick in 1979, when anybody started joining the team, they had to earn the respect.
Yeah.
You know, they because there was a esprit de corps that existed there.
You laid the groundwork in a way for the college coaches to make their entrance into the NFL. Chip Kelly follows that path years later here. Your perspective on how Chip's done in 2 seasons here?
Oh, beyond all expectations.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he's done a great job. He's fortunate. You know, most head coaches that take over an NFL team would like to have an all-pro left tackle, pretty good quarterback, an all-pro running back, an all-pro right receiver. But what he's done is put it all together so efficiently. I've never seen better organized, upbeat tempo practice than I've seen here.
Oh, they're training sessions, Coach.
They're not practices.
They're called training sessions.
Training sessions, right. No question. Yeah. Dentists practice. Doctors practice.
That's right.
Yeah.
Athletes train. That's right.
But to me, it'll be a trend. It'll be a trend because the restriction of time. Chip gets done in 2 hours what took me 3.
Right.
With the no huddles and the overall organization scheme, I think it's going to spread through the league.
He's always said, and we always kind of, when he got here, wondered what the offense was like. How do you define it? Dummies like me in the media, what is this? And he's always said he's borrowed from here, from there. It's been around. He didn't reinvent the game of football. The principles that you see in the offense here, spreading the field out, creating favorable matchups, the formations they use, Have you seen that through the years? I know Dave Raymond at Delaware with the wing tee and some of the principles here. We still see that in today's NFL.
Oh, yeah. You see everything in today's offenses. It used to be you saw this kind of offense or this kind of offense. Now everybody has everybody's kind of offense. Though I think Chip's is more unique, and there are more people utilizing schemes that are coming out of college. A lot of good football comes out of college football, though NFL people don't want to always admit it, especially in the old days. But, I really enjoy watching them, just like I enjoy watching Seattle play. Yep. You know, you can see things. What I like, to me, as a coach watching on Sunday, is how deliberate everything is. They really know what they're doing. They have great reasons why they're doing it. They're not pulling plays out of the hat. It's schemed properly to meet to attack the defense they're seeing that week. It's fun to watch.
Has the game evolved kind of as you may have thought it would evolve over the course of time? Technology, roster size, lack of contact in practice, so forth?
Well, I think there's goods and bads in that. Of course, we're all concerned about injuries. Personally, I believe when you cut back on some of the things the NFL Players Association now control, you create more injuries. Football game is not a contact sport, it's a combat sport. And you've got to get prepared for combat at a tempo close to game day. So your reactions and timing and all these instincts are honed. So I needle the Players Association about that when I'm around it, because some of the guys that run the association played for me.
Sure.
But I see some advantages to it, too. I know for myself now that, especially here, toward the last third of the season, I worked them too hard, too long, and we didn't play quite as well. You know, we drained some of their energy. You can only stay at a certain level so long. I think Chip is doing a great job of monitoring that, better than I've ever seen it done.
Well, it sure is a lot of fun here. Eagles 5-1, long way to go. What do you see with this football team this year?
Oh, I think they're going to be a playoff team. There's no question about that. But I think the big thing is going one at a time. One at a time. Go to Arizona, win. Come up, go to here, win. Go to, just one at a time. This city, more than most cities, I've coached in two others, they want to talk about the playoffs and the Super Bowl all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And our Eagles, have to talk about next Sunday.
Right. He's done that. I think he's
done
that. Yeah, or
they've done a good job, but the media doesn't like to do that.
That's good. Well.
Everything is, he's a Hall of Fame player, or he's a Pro Bowl player, or it's a playoff team, or it's an NFC championship. It's a team that's got to beat Arizona next week.
Yeah. Well, hey, we're ready for that. Coach, great to see you.
Yeah.
You look great.
Thank you.
We love you then. We love you now. We love you always.
Thank you.
Dick Vermeil, we thank you for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.